Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Sometimes I wonder if I should be talking about movies when the planet is on fire and we head towards environmental catastrophe, even as an erratic leader like a James Bond villain is carrying out drone assassinations willy-nilly and pushing us all to the brink of war, and then back again, depending on his mood. Are we like Nero fiddling while Rome burns? Luckily, the United States is full of innovative and creative people, so this week, I'm looking at two new American movies. There are two women entrepreneurs who challenge contemporary makeup and a documentary about a man who challenged the makeup of contemporary dance. Like a Boss, directed by Miguel Arteta. Mia and Mel, played by Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne, are single girlfriends who live in Atlanta, Georgia. They've been besties since junior high. They go to bars together to pick up younger guys. I don't care if they can't read, but they better still have their teeth, says Mia. They live in the same house. Mia's mom left it to the two of them in her will. They even work together. They founded a cosmetics company that they jointly run. Mia's the creative side while Mel handles the finances. They specialize in innovative goods like their bestseller One Night Stand packs for a woman on the go. And they tell all types of women to use makeup to embrace their own good looks rather than trying to change them or hide them. They work closely with their two employees, a flamboyant gay man in the workshop, played by Billy Porter, and a quirky woman handling the front, played by Jennifer Coolidge. Everything seems to be going just fine. But behind the scenes, they're facing serious financial trouble. Luckily, a stranger arrives with an offer they can't refuse. His boss, he says, wants to buy their business. The offer comes from Claire Luna, played by Salma Hayek, a ruthless business mogul. Claire has dramatic orange hair, platform shoes, and impossibly white teeth. Her office looks like the Guggenheim, but with small killer drones flying around everywhere. She is the head of a huge cosmetic empire, and she covets their niche market. Mel and Mia are intimidated by her, but stand firm. They want to keep majority interest, 51%, in their own company. Claire Luna agrees, but with a catch. If either of them leaves the company, she takes over. Can Mel and Mia stay best friends with a new boss in the picture? Or will they fight and lose their friendship, their home, and their company? Okay. This movie is, Like a Boss, is an extremely simple, I would say even simplistic movie about female best friends. It spoon feeds you all the expected plot turns as it moves slowly along to its totally predictable conclusion. I love Haddish and Byrne and their sidekicks. Porter and Coolidge are even funnier. Hayek is a cartoon villain. She'd be twisting her mustache if she had one. I like the female-centered story and the sexually and racially diverse cast. It's also under 90 minutes, so it's never boring. Problem is the script. It's mediocre at best, forcing very talented comic actors to make do with crappy material. Real shame. Funny parts are used up in the first half as the money dwells on the babyish plot through the second half. Like a Boss is not awful, it just isn't as good as it could have been. Cunningham in 3D, directed by Ala Kovgan. Merce Cunningham's born in 1919 in Washington State and begins dancing at a young age. He joins Martha Graham's dance company as a principal dancer in the 40s, originating many roles before turning to choreography. He leaves Graham to set up a studio in a New York tenement with a room at the back to live in. Working with composer John Cage, the two were lovers, he pioneers a new form of experimental dance. It combines how ballet uses feet and with how modern dance uses the torso. Instead of playing music with dancers moving in sync with the notes and rhythms, Cunningham decides dancers should should move independently of the sound, the two art forms coexisting. He also rejects the autocratic culture of traditional dance, with a dictator ordering around his puppet-like dancers while they claw their way to the top to be prima ballerina. Instead, he embraces a more democratic and cooperative company. He likes to call himself a dancer, not a choreographer, although choreography is what he's doing. The dancers move as individual units coexisting in the same space, but often without the sort of interaction of traditional dance. He combines music and dance to create works of art. He works with visual artists like Robert Rauschenberg and Andy Warhol to design the costumes and sets, incorporating things like pointillist backgrounds and mylar balloons like clouds. The artist designed the complementary costumes and backdrops so a dancer could almost disappear into the set at times, like Robert Rauschenberg's pointillist designs. The dance company drives across the country to not quite ready small towns and college towns who gradually learn about his advances in dance. A European tour leads to terrible reviews until he starts to build appreciative audiences in the UK. Rest is history. Okay, so I have to admit, before seeing this film, I was only vaguely aware of Merce Cunningham's work, as opposed to his more famous collaborators, Rauschenberg, Cage, and Andy Warhol. But having watched this film, I can now say, I get him. It's like a best of version, showcasing segments of some of his most famous works, and it's done in 3D. So you might ask, who needs 3D to watch a film about dance? Well, the use of innovative filming and staging techniques in this movie gives you, in the movie theater, a chance to see aspects and angles of his work that were previously unexplored or never seen before. For example, there's an excerpt shot on the roof of a skyscraper that's lit by searchlights projected from a nearby building, and it's filmed using drone cameras cruising up the side of the roof and hovering overhead, looking down as the dancers cross the elevated stage. Just spectacular. That's just one of 10 or 15 of these excerpts staged for the movie in really, really innovative ways. So if you're one of those people who's heard about dance or opera or even Shakespeare, but you're squeamish about actually watching a performance because you're afraid you might fall asleep or squirm in your seat or not understand it, well, this movie makes modern dance accessible. The excerpts are short, varied, and beautifully done while staying true to Merce Cunningham's aesthetic ideals. The movie also uses classic photo scripts and footage of his early work, including lines written onto the screen in pen, to make it part documentary and part performance. Cunningham is a beautiful movie, a tribute to an underappreciated artist, and a joy to watch. Cunningham and Like a Boss both open today in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.